Good morning, Aurelia. Today is Tuesday, 6th of September, and right now it's cloudy with 27 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is chance of a thunderstorm, overcast with a temperature range from low 27 to high 32 degrees Celsius, and with heat index on 39 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds supposed to be blowing with 13 kilometers per hour, and we will have 20% chance of precipitation. Later on, we can expect a thunderstorm with westerly winds between 11 to 21 kilometers per hour and 80% chance of precipitation. Moon is waxing gibbous, and 65% of it is illuminated. With Tanya, we talk about the life-saving swimming competition in Trivandrum, which she attended with 15 Orville children previous weekend. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
How was the competition on, what was that, life-saving?
Yes,
swimming,
or national life-saving competition in Kerala. It was very good experience.
With how many children you?
15 with? Kids.
And what they were actually the categories they compete in?
There were plenty of different things. There were relays that they were swimming with four people together. There were a lot of single events with fins, picking up mannequins from the floor, bringing them to the other side, rescuing a mannequin with a tube that has to be tied around the body of the mannequin and then be pulled back to the other side. There was line throw, where they have to throw a rope to somebody to a partner in the water to pull them back to land. There were plenty of such disciplines.
As far as I know, our children did want some... Some of the things, yeah.
Lila won one gold medal in one discipline. Sonata won silver and the trophy for best swimmer in his age group. And Felix and Zidane won bronze. And then the whole, the boys team won silver in one of the relays. There were different age categories. So they started from 10 to 13, the younger ones, and the older ones from 14 to 15. And we didn't have anybody above that. We were quite surprised that we managed so well because some of the other teams were training 7 times a week, 2 hours per day. So when we heard that, we were quite shocked and we thought we have not a single chance. And indeed, they were quite fast. But in some categories...
That was an Indian competition or what it was?
Yeah, it was the Indian National Life-Saving Competition.
For children?
No, for all age groups. Kids, adults, everything. It was a big event. There were almost 200 participants. The kids are all very enthusiastic. They made plenty of friends there. They stayed in Facebook contact. And every year there's this national competition happening. And we are looking very much forward also to meet all the other teams again. It was a lot of fun. And the other coaches were asking whether we can mix teams or... Some of us or one of the girls was swimming for the other team, and it's very nice.
You did it on the spot?
Yeah, we did it on the spot. It was very nice. They warmed up very much towards the end, and then they are divided to south, east, west, north of India. So the people from south in general were asking some of our kids to join their team in order to become a stronger team for the south. Against the west, east, or north.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, that was very, very nice.
But in all, which team was the best or the leading one?
I think Bengali. They came with more than 80 or 50 kids or in general participants. So they won the overall team trophy.
And you think these skills can help our children to swim safely in the ocean?
That's for sure, and not only that. If they are stronger, or even now, they would manage to save somebody, actually. If they go out with a rope around their body and a tube hanging 2 meters behind them, they know by now they can swim out, throw the tube towards the drowning person. The person can grab it and they can swim back without any risk to their own safety.
That practicing evolved out of the...
I was a life-saving swimmer. Not a regular swimmer, so I always did a bit of that with the kids, not only the normal swimming skills but a little bit of life-saving skills, because I find it much more fun when you swim with a team of people and you have a rope on your body and somebody's pulling you back. That is much more fun for the kids also than just swimming up and down.
So before you arrived to Orville, there was no life-saving swimming
in India?
No, I mean here in Orville.
No, there was not. No.
So how long are you doing that?
I started 3.5 years ago to teach kids.
On Thursday at 5:30 p.m. in the picture gallery at Savitri Bhavan, Ladislav Brosman will have a solo violin recital with sonatas by Johann Sebastian Bach, Isaiah and Honegger. Arvil Green Practices organizing team is organizing the annual Arvil Green Practices event from 8 to 10 September with the title Regenerative Township of Tomorrow Vision Workshop. The format is a series of workshops facilitated by leading experts as well as talks by senior executives developing large-scale township. Among the invited speakers are Doshi Peterhead, expert in building townships in China, and G.R.K. Reddy, who built Swarnabhumi Township near Chennai, and Ashish Mathur, who is in charge of Discovery Township in Hyderabad. The full program ended at agp@auravilconsulting.com, and they are expecting about 30 to 40 professionals from the industry from the workshop. It will provide a valuable opportunity for Auravil practitioners in areas of town planning, architecture, building materials, mobility, energy, economy, environment, and related areas to interact with others and contribute to our vision for regenerative townships. The output of the workshop is a vision document that will be distributed widely after the event. New publication, Auravil Farms, Forest and Botanical Gardens covering Auravil's early days, a short history of farming and green work in Auravil, profiles of each of the farms, and writes up on the three major forested areas, the Matrimadir and Shakti nurseries, the Botanical Garden and Buddha Garden, with a tuck-in foldout on Auravil Green Practices at the back. Publication will be available at Prisma or at the visitor center for 160 rupees. On Sunday, 11th of September, La Piscine will be closed from 6:30 to 7:30 a.m. because of the triathlon. At Vindara Farm on Thursday, you can join vegan cooking class between 3:45 to 6:45 and followed by dinner. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an Italian drama, La Solitudine dei Numeri Primi, The Solitude of Prime Numbers, made in Italy in 2010 by director Saverio Constanzo, and film is in Italian with English subtitles. And tomorrow at the same place and time we can see documentary Next Seven Generations, made in USA in 2009 by director Carl Hart and Bruce Hart, and it is in English. And just as a reminder, day and night guards in Auravil are available on cell phones 944-3362-691 or 944-3090107 in the case of problems or just as a company to your late evening outing. Integral harmony, harmony between things, harmony between people, harmony of circumstances, and above all, harmony of all aspiration directed towards the supreme truth. Wrote the Mother in the Words of the Mother, Volume 14. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on auravilradio.org.